I search among the crowd. Faces covered by masks makes it harder to find you. The guests dance in a waltz. Dip, spin, dip, spin. The same repetitive move, but still rather beautiful. For the music that accompanies the dance is rather hypnotic. It's like I'm under a spell. I feel eyes following me through the crowd, gazing over me, watching my every move. But I don't entertain those eyes with mine. My lips are the only thing you can see. My mask covering my eyes. Almost like it is covering what tempts people the most, hiding any possible attempt for sin. My dress flows with my every stride, back and forth, to and fro. The beautiful red satin glides along the white marble floor. The grand staircase that leads up to the entrance is lined with couples, watching the other people dance to hypnotic melody. Everyone dressed to the nines in beautiful dresses and suits. How can I tell where you are? Everything seems so far the farther I get up the stairs. Another world behind me. My descent from the party takes me further away from the music. Slowly, I fade from my trance. I make my way towards the entrance. The guards at the door bow their head, though I am no one special. A small smile lines my face as I pass them, making my way out and toward the garden. It is rather dark out here, though the lanterns illuminate the rose beds. They also illuminate the fountain, where Cupid resides, watching any lovers who take their strides to the Arcadia. Was it your eyes that followed me to the party? Or was it your friends who let you know where I went? No matter. It's rather stuffy in there. Air was all I needed. Yes, it is rather beautiful tonight. Though the sky doesn't match my beauty, you say? Flattery will get you nowhere, kind sir. Your presence comes closer towards me. I dare not look in your direction. The light of the moon illuminates me. Your eyes light up in a fiery passion. A smirk now replaces the smile that once occupied my lips. My descent into the garden continues. A game of cat and mouse, though am I putting up much of a fight. For my dress slows me down, and your strides match my pace. It's not much of a race to get to the finish line. I will not slow down quite, kind sir. This game is too much fun. And no, I will not tell you my name. Call me whatever you wish. Yes, Angel is fine. And yes, it would be so bold as to call me mine. But whatever you decide, keep in mind that every second you waste is a second of your time. I do need to get out of this garden sooner or later, kind sir. Perhaps you know the way out. A kiss, sir. That's what it will take for such a favor, I see. Fine. Be that way. Is that better? Is that what you wish? You are very strange, sir. Your attentions are clear, yet you let me go so easily. I do not get it. The lights, the lanterns, now slowly fade. I turn towards the eyes that watch my every movement. Though the mask hides my features well enough, this evening was quite exciting. I do hope to see you again. I start to walk away. The feeling of a hand grabs my arm before I get too far. You start to remove the mask. Slowly, your features are revealed. Though as your mask reveals your eyes, everything starts to fade. Slowly but surely, the night turns to day, and I sigh. Silky lavender pajamas replace the red satin dress I once wore. For that dream felt like a whole different time. Is me wishing to go back such a crime? For if it is, arrest me and never let me go. The bright rays of the sun peer through the window, which bathes my eyes in an unwelcome greeting. A groan escapes my lips as my arm shields my eyes. Oh, how I wish I could go back to that dream, that Arcadia. As my eyes adjust to morning's light, I look around the room. The warm feel of the oak wood walls make me giggle, for what awaits beyond those walls are nearly not as warm as such. My eyes travel more and more until they come back to me. I look at my arms, which lay next to my body. My tan olive-colored skin stands against the sheets. I drown in a white cotton ocean, for my bed looks bare with only me to wade in its waters. Though the space next to me looks unexplored, I know it wasn't like that before, for you laid next to me last night. I couldn't have asked for anything greater. I sit up on the bed to find that your clothes are draped over the chair, though your boots are gone along with your jacket. A sigh escapes my lips once more as I realize that you stepped out, not knowing when you will return. Slowly, I remove myself from the warm, comfortable ocean, my feet meeting the hardwood floor. A yawn escapes my lips as I make my way into the bathroom. I see my reflection in the mirror as I peel my pajamas off. I cannot help but to admire my body. Beautiful curves like an hourglass, though time cannot be seen amongst my skin. Dark brown eyes like sugar, even just as sweet as so, with a sinful gaze that follows. Anyone who looks is turned to stone. My hair sweeps down my neck in waves, the color of a raven's feather, maybe even just as soft. The beautiful artwork that decorates my arms complete me. This is who I am, and you love me for all that comes with loving someone like me. A temptress. A vixen. A woman that your mother warned you about, but you know I would never hurt you. I turn the sink on, letting the water warm up before splashing water onto my eyes. The dream makes its way back into my mind as I get ready for the day ahead of me. Oh, how you looked at me with those mischievous eyes. Even though I couldn't see them, I felt the heavy gaze you set on me. How I wish I could spend eternity with you, playing our little game of cat and mouse. I look in the mirror one last time, from bare to covered in a pink thermal sweater and black jeans that show off the curves of my body. My hair still falls amongst my face in those beautiful waves. No makeup adorns my face, for you always did like me without it. I make my way into the kitchen, and there, I see you, your back turned toward me, cooking up a delicious breakfast. A smile now plays on my lips as my arms wrap around you from behind. You turn to face me, and the look you give me is the same one from my dream. The ever mischievous gaze. My eyes hold one of innocence, but you see right through the facade. For you let the innocence trick you before, but that's what made you fall for me. A smirk from you makes my heart beat faster, and my stomach goes in knots as you place me onto the counter. No words have been exchanged, however, but we know when nothing needs to be said, when things don't need words to be expressed. If anyone were to see us, they would be impressed. Our love for one another doesn't need to be stressed, for it's as clear as the summer sky. My lips meet yours, soft and sweet, a hint of strawberries tease my senses. I look beside me and giggle, a whole bowl of fruits were set aside next to a stack of fluffy buttermilk pancakes. They were placed on the tray along with an empty mug. My eyes go back to yours and I tilt my head. Your mischievous disappears for a second as shy eyes take its place. A queen such as myself should be treated like one? Is that so? You do know how to spoil a girl. I'm sorry I got up. The shyness from your eyes don't last long, as the mischievousness comes back to play. This is only our second day in this cabin, and for most of it we laid. Though what better place to lay by you than in our own wooden Arcadia? You pour some coffee into the empty mug and mix in some delicious vanilla cream. I watch as the sweet cream dances with the bitter liquid. Together, their love is bittersweet. You gesture for me to follow you, as you carry the tray into the living room. I gasp. The fireplace bathed the room in its warmth, making me moan in content. In front of the fireplace was a large Aztec pattern rug. The reds and whites contrasted beautifully against the dark wood floor. Curiously, I watch as you gingerly place the tray down on the rug and you take a seat next to it. You look up at me and smile, gesturing me to come sit on your lap. I oblige, and I feel your arms wrap around me, your head resting on my shoulder. I sigh softly as I feel soft kisses trail up my neck. After a few moments, you turn your attention toward the food. You set it all up for me like I am a child, though I don't mind it one bit. You hand me the fork and smile. Thank you, baby. It looks delicious. My lips meet yours once more, and I force myself to pull away. As I start to eat, I feel the kisses resume on my neck. I close my eyes and savor the moment. The food tastes amazing, but I'd rather have you on my lips than the syrup. Your hands don't waste their time, for I feel them run up my thighs. The warmth of your skin resonates through my jeans. This was your plan all along. Lure me in with food and trap me in your embrace. You are the hunter and I am your prey, and you plan to make a feast out of me. The words you speak make me shiver, though I am far from cold. You warn me to stay still as you run your hands over my chest, cupping my breast in your warmth. A moan escapes as you pinch my nipples through my shirt, my body jerking a bit as I am surprised by your actions. Please let me face you. I want to see you. My words fall on deaf ears as you ignore my pleas. The kisses you place on my neck once more are soft and sweet. Such a tease. I wonder how long you will make me stay still. You start to undress me as I take the final bites of my food. My pink thermal sweater lays away from us on the floor. I really cannot take it anymore. I need those lips on mine. In a hurry, I push the tray away and I turn to face you. You laugh and shake your head. I want to take my time with you. Those words make me blush. Soft pinks paint my cheeks as you hold your gaze over me. I feel your lips on mine again. It feels like time stood still just then as we share a kiss in front of the fire. Our passion burns brighter than the flames which embrace us in its glow. Your hands explore the curves of my body. You treat me as if I am porcelain. Though in all honesty, your kisses are what has caused me to crack. You remove your lips from mine and place them onto my neck, blessing my skin with your kisses. My eyes close as you move your lips down onto my collarbone, your kisses getting softer as you claim what is yours. The softer the pressure, the heavier my body becomes. I feel your fingertips gaze my lower back, and slowly they make their way up to the clasp of my bra. With skillful fingers, my bra is quickly tossed aside. You look up at me, but my eyes are closed, and you take this time to lay me down. The soft texture of the rug tickles my skin as I lay it across it. I open my eyes, and I see you hovering above me now. Your lips form into a smile, one full of affection as you look down at my body. Slowly, your hands move down my body. As you trace your fingertips down my chest, my breath hitches as you explore my body with a delicate touch. Your fingers meet the hem of my jeans once again. You order me to stay still. A small growl escapes my lips as I hear you chuckle. Despite my frustration, I do as I am told. You unbutton my jeans and lean down to plant a kiss right below my belly button. I gasp. My senses heighten even more now, for I cannot do anything but focus on your movements. You slowly peel the denim from my legs, and the warmth from the fire kisses my legs as they are exposed. Quickly, I push you back and smirk. You let out a growl this time, caused by the fact that you are held from ravishing me. I climb on top of you, my eyes full of lust and mischief. It's my turn now, I whisper to you as I plant a kiss on your cheek. My legs are on either side of you as I sit on your lap. My lips meet yours once more, and I feel the heat and the lust flow into you. I push you down onto the rug and I climb off of you. I sit by your feet and I lean up to remove your pants, though I remove your underwear at the same time, leaving you completely exposed to me. I moan as I see your cock standing at attention for me. I stand over you and I make sure you watch as I remove my panties. I smirk as I see your reaction. You want me, all of me, and I intend to give it to you. You bring your hand up to my pussy, feeling the softness of my folds. I moan. Your fingers feel so good against my wet slit. You're so wet from me just kissing you and you teasing you. Naughty girl, you tell me. Your words cause me to blush once again. You spread my juices around, and when you see that I am ready to take you, you put your fingers to your lips, sucking the remains of my juices off your fingertips, and I bite my lip as I watch you. I squat down, my folds getting closer and closer to your pulsating ear cock. I feel the tip of your cock poke at the entrance of my pussy, and you moan. Let me feel you, baby. You whisper, and I can't help but listen to your plea. Slowly, your cock begins to fill me. Every inch is met with the tightness of my pussy. We both let out a cry of pleasure. The feeling is indescribable, and I am hooked. I take a moment for my pussy to get used to your cock, and I start to rock my hips back and forth, grinding against you. But you crave for more, and you place your hands on my hips and guide them back and forth a bit before guiding them to go up and down. I let you continue, knowing that it's your form of begging. Showing me what you need from me turns me on even more. Before long, our positions change from cowgirl to reverse to doggy to 69, position after position. We pleasure each other with our bodies, feeling our climax get closer and closer with every position. Though I have reached mine multiple times already, you expect me to keep coming on your cock, on your tongue, and on your fingers. You intend to use me till my legs are like jelly, until it hurts to even come again. Before I beg you to stop, we end up in missionary. Our passion still burns even brighter than the fire, which is slowly dying from being unattended to. The funny thing is, our stamina mimics the fire, slowly coming to a crawl, the final stretch. The rhythm of our bodies move in a lento, thrust after thrust, you fill me with your length. My nails chill down your skin, a little reminder of your sin. Pretty red marks chill down your back and chest. It's like I'm painting a masterpiece. Soft growls from you make my moans grow louder as I feel you grow inside of me. Closer and closer, I feel you build and build. Faster and faster, we climb toward a crescendo. Your fingers tangle themselves in my hair as my legs wrap around your waist tighter. My breasts bounce under you with every thrust you grace me with. Give it to me, and I'll do the same. And with that, we reach our climax. Our bodies tensing and shaking against each other. You hold me tight and moan into my neck. You bite down on my neck as we share this moment of pure bliss. If someone could define us, we would be the definition of perfection. We hold each other and watch as the fire dies. Both of us too tired to even speak. We lay there in comfortable silence. For the moment, doesn't need words to feel okay.